Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Time for us to get back to work, so to speak, on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, adapting like you are to the challenges that pretty much everybody is experiencing, navigating. If I hear one more commercial, though, that says, that refers to these uncertain times, I think I'm going to puke. Can't you people with advertising, you know, all these executives make a lot of money at these ad agencies, come up with better copy than that? And navigating these uncertain times. Come on. Let's say we know we're in difficult times, uncertain times. Everybody knows that. If you don't know that by now, I don't think... The reason I say that, there are some things that drive me nuts. Maybe little things. Maybe, but little things mean a lot. And because I'm so close to this business, been in it for such a long time, and it's so obvious when people are lazy, that's just lazy copy. That's ridiculous. Challenges. Come on. Hit me with your best shot, baby. Who did that? Was that Bet? That's Pat Benatar, right?
Pat Benatar.
Me with your, mm-hmm. Yeah. Hit me with your best. That'd be a good way to start a commercial, right? Got to play. Do you have to play? Pay royalties for that? I think you do, right? You take a piece out of a song and use it. If you're having a movie. Or when politicians don't use the music, don't have to pay the royalties, though, do they? When politicians use...
They get sued a lot.
Yeah, they
when they use music.
Yeah, but it's not usually because of... It's because they don't want this to be identified with particular politicians sometimes,
right.
More than anything else. Yeah. Anyway.
I don't know why, though, the music doesn't seem to have, because it's being played in a public forum, and often it's on TV as well when rallies and stuff happen,
yeah.
Conventions. I don't know why artists don't really have that power to sue for that.
Don't know either. No, but then I don't know much about history. I don't know much biology. All I know is I Love You. Remember that song from, I don't know much about history.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, probably we should get into some of the issues, you think?
Sure.
I'll be your musical backup, but okay.
it is Throwback Thursday. Okay. Government news, Jennifer. Would you like to kick off what the latest is? For example, those who thought that the deadline for filing for the PPP was the end of June, not so fast. Or is this something that's being acted on?
Well, we'll do a double update on the government. So the Senate this week cleared legislation to extend the deadline for businesses to apply for coronavirus aid under the Paycheck Protection Program. It was supposed to expire at the end of June. Now the bill that was passed by the Senate with unanimous consent, meaning they didn't even need to hold a vote, just everybody was like, yep, we're all on board. The deadline is now August the 8th, so that would go to businesses with fewer than 500 employees. There's $130 billion in unspent money under the PPP, which has prompted the discussion amongst lawmakers. What can we do with all of this money? Senator Cardin from Maryland, who's the top Democrat on the Senate Small Business Committee, said that while there needs to be another round of small business help, extending the application period will delay the deadline until the Senate goes to its August recess, with lawmakers at least looking at the coronavirus bill probably next month. So a little bit of time if you're looking for help. And we're seeing a lot of states who are now being pushed to close down again. And so it's very likely that there are going to be some businesses who maybe snuck by the first time that may need extra help this time around. Also going on, House Republicans this week started to rally behind a push to formally condemn the Chinese Communist Party for hindering the coronavirus pandemic response in the United States and around the world. There's a resolution that is going to be introduced by Representative Kinzinger. He's from Illinois, a Republican, and It reads in part, quote, "The House of Representatives condemns in the harshest of terms the cyber attacks perpetrated against those American persons and organizations engaged in COVID-19 research." The resolution says it's the sense of the House of Representatives that the administration should respond to these attacks to punish those responsible and to dissuade others from engaging in the same acts by utilizing existing authorities, including sanctions, against foreign persons engaged in such acts at the highest of the PRC. Now, that means not only was China not transparent in its response to the virus, but think about this, and it's something we haven't talked about. For those people who are trying to get information, researchers in this country and around the world who are trying to put together what this pandemic, what this disease is all about, they were hacked by the Chinese government. And
ooh, Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Wow.
And so when we talk about what's being done, at least now we're finding out even more. These House Republicans, I don't know if they have bipartisan support. I hope that they do. I think this is not a party issue. It's certainly an American issue or a world issue against the Chinese. So we'll see if they decide to back this piece of legislation. Certainly the Republicans feel that they have enough.
How could you argue against backing it? What would be an argument that you would set forth to not support something like that? Somebody's going to have to work a little on that one. If you are not in favor of it, why or how could you explain not being in favor of something like that? And going deeper than, you know, I've been an advocate for a long time of us really, and I don't see a lot of this action happening, legislators crafting some serious legislation to enhance or enable people through tax incentives, if you want to do that, to get out of China, come back here, and reopen your business. A lot of people are doing that, and then there are those that are moving them to other countries. The Europeans are way ahead of us on this, moving businesses out of China and into other locations, and it's common sense. I think the people are going to, if you're thinking at all about anything, you got to be thinking about that in terms of how it affects you. I went to
crazy that we didn't know that they were hacking our researchers, so that
they
we
hack everything.
Find out more.
These people are the most untrustworthy in modern history. They are not to be trusted. The government of China, no matter what, you can't really make a deal with them.
Well, they hacked university labs too. I don't know if that was mentioned, but yeah, it's been they're just
Anybody who's researching, and according to, just to know how this is going to play out, because it's rolling out this week, so Kinzinger and Michael McCaul, who's a Republican from Texas, are the ones who introduced this to the Foreign Affairs Committee. And so to find out what Democrats are doing, they say right now it's unknown, but originally they slated this to hold China accountable, and Democrats were on board, but then backed out of what was supposed to be a bipartisan commission in the early days of the pandemic back in February. So hopefully this, I can't imagine it wouldn't get bipartisan support, but.
No, there's no, no, it doesn't make.
Is there such a thing as bipartisan anymore, maybe?
Well, yeah, I think there has to be. Now, one wonders how a government is going to deal with the looming housing crisis. A lot of evictions, as you would expect, a lot of people have moved into places. A lot of people can't pay because they don't have jobs. A lot of Americans at risk of eviction. They can't make their rent. Some of the moratoriums have gone, 3 months? So you got till next month, you got to start paying again. Apparently, Virginia has 5 of the top 10 cities in the country with the highest eviction rates. Richmond is at the top of the heap here. But it's something that I think we all are going to hear a lot more about. And I wonder how many of you are in this circumstance. 33% of Americans have had a hard time paying for housing since March. 49% feel worse about their financial situation than they did when this all started 3 or 4 months ago. The CEO of Housing Opportunities Made Equal, Heather Crisplip, I think is her name, said, quote, "We won't see the cascade or tsunami of evictions we're expecting for another week or two. But then
housing courts aren't open yet. That's why
tremendously concerned. Yeah, exactly.
Yep. So as housing courts start to open, landlords, they couldn't evict for 90 days, but now if time's up and
so what do you do? What do you under the circumstances?
There's a big concern that this is going to just make the homeless population or the houseless population really swell. So I don't know the answer. I have no idea what's going to happen.
No. All right. Some good news. 4th of July week is upon us. You remember, I think we were talking about this, 3-4 weeks ago, because the price of gas had gone way down. I bought diesel fuel for the farm for $1.24 a gallon about, I think, two and a half months ago. And then the prices started going up. But this week, they've hit kind of a wall, and now they're going back down again. The average price is $2.17 around the country, factoring in the usual tax fiasco in California and some of the other states that have high taxes. On our clip of the day today, Dana Chang, who was on with us on the program on Wednesday, that's the clip of the day, that whole interview we have. She reports for the Epoch Times. She's a China. She actually told us yesterday that she grew up in Wuhan, so she knows the situation there. With this organization that reports back about, they have, you can't imagine, if somebody was reporting for the Epoch Times and the government found out that they were reporters, they'd kill them. You'd never see them again.
Well, that's why she lives in New York City.
Dangerous. Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, that conversation about late info on the Chinese government, the COVID thing, the whole deal, how things are changing. We have her on from time to time. You'll find this a very informative interview if you didn't hear it. It's the clip of the day, along with the whole program that you can listen to all day, every day, at the website for this program, which is djvshow.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor. Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Anyone remember Dr. McCoy from Star Trek? He had a tricorder, a small medical device that scanned his patients. And that's the idea behind MedWand, winner of this year's CES Last Gadget Standing. Developer Dr. Samir Kamar explains.
So it's the size of a computer mouse. There's a wireless version that's coming out. Otherwise, it's tethered to your computer with a USB port. And it has 10 diagnostic devices, the most commonly used diagnostic devices today. It has a stethoscope. So the doctor can actually listen to your organ systems from a distance. It has an otoscope that goes into your ear, so the doctor can actually see into your ear. It has an ophthalmoscope that can look into your eye behind your pupil into your retina. It also has several vital signs, including an oxygen level sensor, a respiratory rate sensor, and a heart rate sensor as well.
And it has a lot more. Head over to MedWand.com for more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Mercy, mercy me. It's music time.
Oh, I like this. Elton John and Kiki D start off our musical portion of this hour of the DJV program with the Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you. The song brings us into an announcement that was made by Elton John about a weekly archival concert series. It's going to air on his official YouTube channel. You have to pay extra for that. Victoria, is that
no,
part of the $65 or whatever it is? Yeah. Okay. Starts this Friday at 12 o'clock Eastern Time, 12 and noon time. Elton John Classic Concert Series, premiering with Live at the Playhouse Theater in Edinburgh, goes back to 1976. That'd be a great thing to watch. That'd be a lot of fun. Followed by five more weekly concert sets, each running a couple of hours. Series will raise funds toward the Elton John AIDS Foundation in support of relief efforts for the COVID. And my foundation's COVID Emergency Fund helps frontline partners prepare for and respond to this pandemic and its effects on HIV prevention and care for the most marginalized communities. Did he ever have HIV? Elton John?
If he did or does, then he hasn't. I don't believe he's been public about it. He might have it and is on the cocktail for, you know, many years. I don't know.
Yeah.
Although he's in pretty good shape in his 70s, so I'm guessing probably not.
Fat. I think he would have probably said something.
Yeah, I think you're right. He says we can't jeopardize HIV testing and care during this time or else the results could be disastrous for the 37.5 million people living with HIV. So I'm really happy to connect this YouTube concert series to benefit our foundation's urgent response. Live at the Playhouse Theater was recorded as part of the Edinburgh Festival of Popular Music in September of 76. Shows Elton at the height of his popularity having enjoyed his first UK number one single, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Solo set also features performances of Rocket Man, Daniel, and Benny and the Jets. I don't agree. That wasn't the height of his popularity. I think that's where the start. He got to an apex and has pretty much stayed there. I don't think he's any less popular today than he has been at any point in his career. Do you both agree with me? I think he's every bit as popular today.
Well, but
I think he's not legendary.
Yeah.
Because he's not got new music coming out.
Right.
But
he's not on the charts.
Legendary.
All right. If that's the measure, I understand what you're saying. Yep. Okay. All right. Speaking of a legend, 25 and change after the hour, Smokey Robinson now, along with St. Vincent and Alanis Morissette, releasing new projects via Audible and a new deal with that company. The collaboration will begin with St. Vincent's project, St. Vincent, Words and Music, in which St. Vincent, who's played by Annie Clark, will chronicle her lyrics and music and reflect on her influences. In Smokey Robinson's project, you'll look back at his 70-year career. Imagine that. He's, what, 79, I think? Now it's maybe 80. So he started when he was a real kid. And then there's Alanis Morissette.
He has not aged much.
No, he's taking good care of himself. Or had somebody take good care of him, one way or the other, slicing and dicing. But it doesn't look like he's been cut up. He just looks good, healthy. Alanis Morissette's going to include her unpacking of a lifetime of conscious self-discovery in a powerful and thoughtful rumination on her journey as an artist, celebrity, and human being, so she says. Life is strange and full of uncertainty right now, Annie Clark, St. Vincent says. But music is a constant. Music transcends the chaos. It's always been there for me when I've needed it. So I'm thrilled to be working with Audible to share my story, my music, especially in a time when music is such a critical part of coping and getting through what's going on. I think that's pretty true. Smokey says, it's always been my passion to create experiences that touch and move people. I'm humbled to have the opportunity to share my story, the stories of my incomparable contemporaries like Marvin and Aretha, plus my music with millions of Audible listeners. I would like to listen to that, frankly. Good stuff. 28 minutes after the hour now, speaking of good stuff, you're listening to today's DJB show.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 33.
A new survey from two prominent women's health organizations explored opinions about testing for cervical cancer. Over the past 5 years, there's been an increase in the number of healthcare providers and women who consider using the PAP and HPV tests together important to overall health. Dr. DeCarla Albright is a leading OBGYN.
The survey results underscore the ongoing confidence women and their healthcare providers have in the effectiveness and necessity of cervical cancer screening. They also demonstrate a growing reliance on co-testing with the PAP test and HPV test together as the best way to protect women's health.
An astounding 95% of healthcare providers consider the PAP test valuable in screening for cervical cancer, and 90% of women agree with the importance of the PAP test. Additionally, 89% of healthcare providers believe co-testing is essential for women's health. The Cervical Cancer Today survey comes from the National Association of Nurse Practitioners in Women's Health and Healthy Women. To learn more, visit npwh.org or healthywomen.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Most travelers from the United States will now be barred from entering the European Union when it opens its borders on Wednesday because the coronavirus is still too prevalent in the United States. The EU's 27 members have been drawing up a list of countries whose virus levels are deemed low enough to allow people from those places to travel into the bloc, which has been mostly sealed off since March. That list of safe countries was officially announced in a statement. The United States, which has the most coronavirus cases and deaths in the world, was not on it. Countries that did make the list are Algeria, Australia, Canada, Japan, Morocco, New Zealand, South Korea, Thailand, and Uruguay. China will be included on the list if it allows entry to EU travelers in return. The move is a sign of how the U.S. is seen by Europe and elsewhere as the coronavirus hotbed. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
An Illinois man nearly lost his life outside a bar while defending a black woman from being harassed in USA's Wendy King has more.
A father on Facebook is claiming his son was stabbed in the neck and hand after defending a black woman from a racist man who called her the N-word for no reason. He says Joshua Dangler has had one emergency surgery to save his life and another on his hand as they are trying to save his thumb. After an investigation by the Van Wert Police Department in Illinois, a suspect was identified as David Hecox. They found him at his job working for a wind turbine company as a road flagger. He had blood on his clothing and in his car. He was charged with felonious assault and is awaiting a hearing in court.
2012 GOP presidential candidate Herman Cain is being treated for the coronavirus in an Atlanta-area hospital, according to his Twitter account. It's not clear where or when Cain was infected, but he was hospitalized less than 2 weeks after attending President Donald Trump's campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He did not meet with the president there, according to the campaign. Cain, now age 74, was hospitalized after developing serious symptoms, but is awake and alert. The former pizza company executive has been an outspoken backer of the president and was named by the campaign as co-chair of Black Voices for Trump. Cain took part in a Trump campaign live stream before the rally with Texas State Senator James White. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All things metaphysical? Then you need to check out the podcast for Your Hidden Power. Visit yourhiddenpowershow.com or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Find that out from Victoria as well. It is the DJV program. Now is the time. You've been saying when the time is right. Well, what's better than doing things right now, right? Why would you put off to tomorrow what you can do today? Don't hold back. Let's get at it. All right? Let's see if we, we're talking about whether or not we should put water. What do you do, Victoria? Do you put water in the dry food for the dogs?
Yeah, a little bit. I do a mix of wet food and dry food for them.
Warm water or cold water?
Warm. You want to heat it up so it, yeah. Ew, who wants to,
I know.
I mean,
yeah,
if you think about it, dog food is pretty unappealing anyway, so, yeah, I try to make it as appetizing as possible.
Well, I mix things in with it, like eggs and things, hard-boiled eggs are good. You know, some of the, I've discovered vegetarian meatballs, which I mix well. I've had this week, my culinary focus has been on all the things you can do with cauliflower. There's a new cauliflower rice. So
it's
I mixed
not new.
That.
I think
not?
We talked about this. No, remember?
Cauliflower rice is not
I think
new.
I think I'm the one that told you to look for cauliflower rice and cauliflower mashed potatoes, didn't I?
Yeah. Well, I finally discovered. I took your advice and I finally
not for the dog, but for you. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I give it to the
but
dog
for,
too.
Yeah. For the dog, well, just be careful.
You two, late nights at the Stefan house with cauliflower rice on the menu?
Yeah,
holy
I mean.
Mackerel.
But just be careful with, because any kind of cruciferous vegetables can give, that can be really rough on a dog's intestines. And so you'll give her a lot of gas that she doesn't want. So just be careful with that, for one. And secondly, vegetarian meatballs, that's probably all soy, and that's really bad for dogs. So just enough with the feeding her the human food. It's not good for humans either. Soy is processed soy is terrible.
Yeah, terrible for you.
So but don't give it to your dog either.
Okay, well I'll have to look at the. I usually look at the labels. I'm much better at looking at the labels. I do give her dog food.
Just give her good dog food.
I do. I give her a Lucy Pet.
That's what my dogs eat, and they don't get extra food.
Warren recommends.
Right.
And then I sometimes put a little other stuff. The chopped meat stuff that's cooked, that's good, that comes from good sources. I do that sometimes. Mix that up. Speaking of chop, how about this for a segue serenade? Seattle and the Chop Zone. What's going on there, Victoria?
Well, law enforcement in Seattle have swept into the Chop Zone, also sometimes called Chaz. Is it Chaz or Chad?
Chaz. C-A-Z,
Chaz.
I think it is. Yes.
Chaz
is an African nation. Mm-hmm. And Chad is the autonomous nation.
And Chad are the things left on your voting ballot.
And CHOP is just a weird new name for it. Yeah.
Right. Well, the CHOP zone, which was the Capitol Hill occupied protest zone, that is now, they've arrested 31 people, and it has several blocks long. It's been controlled by protesters, and there have been standoffs between the protesters and law enforcement. And so Seattle's Mayor Jenny Durkan has issued an order to clear the area. This began on Wednesday, and so now they're arresting people for unlawful assembly. They're citing safety and health and property concerns. She didn't really make a statement, right, Jen, until just now?
You want to know when she made
this? Silent, right?
Well, she's been out there saying, oh, it's just the summer of love. No big deal. Everything's fine. Well, people started dying, and so some pressure started mounting on her.
A couple teams shot, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think three people dead and some shootings, and just it's very, not good. Not a good situation. And so she's been telling the police to stay out, and now, a couple of days ago, apparently these protesters found their way to her front lawn, and sat on her doorstep, and lo and behold, within 24 hours, she had sent the police in to clear them away.
Huh.
This is the epitome of, this is an embarrassment.
Bad management. Bad government.
It's good for the city, but once they come to my front yard, then I'm going to call the police in to clear them out. You're supposed to be a public servant. You don't wait till it comes and sits on your lawn until you make that decision. I don't know. It's just that she is something else. And now she's in a war with one of the city council members. So one of the people who facilitated Chaz or CHOP is a city councilwoman who has declared herself a socialist. That's not just someone tagging her with that. She says she is a socialist. She won her position on the city council as a socialist. And so she's actually been facilitating this protest. She's the one who encouraged the protesters to take over the police precinct. And everybody kind of let her go. Well, until she showed up with the protesters on the mayor's lawn. Now the mayor's calling for the city council to investigate this woman and see if she was encouraging the unlawful assembly that she's now declared. And she's pushing on her to resign
phony.
Or to have the city council kick her off.
Yeah, a big phony. Speaking of Chinese, were we speaking about Chinese? No.
I don't know, but...
We were seeking...
We always are. Just go ahead.
Yeah, just go with it.
Something in your, what you just said, triggered something in my mind from my reading yesterday about what the Chinese government is doing with U.S. media operations in China. The Beijing government announced this week it is now going to require all U.S. media outlets to completely disclose all details about all information that's coming from their China operations, or they will be dismissed. I don't know how you Chinese, how you translate that to Chinese. So NPR, UPI, United Press International, CBS News, NBC, whoever's got personnel and property in China now is going to be under scrutiny of the Chinese Foreign Ministry. They must brief the Foreign Ministry on what they're going to be giving us for news. You know how long that's going to last? That'll last about 10 seconds. So what they're doing is driving whatever you... I mean, it's pretty... how smart do you have to be to see what they're doing? They're going to make it impossible for the news media to cover what's really going on in China. Whether they're able to do that now or not, I never feel comfortable about the stuff that we get from those outlets now because I think it's whitewashed, whereas what we get from the Epoch Times reporters is not. But they're making it a formal thing now. So what do you suppose the Trump administration ought to do about that? Is there a retort to the Chinese government saying media outlets have to tell us what they're going to report on or you can't report here? What would be an appropriate response from it? To throw the Chinese news agency out of America? Well, why not? Right? Although we're pretty transparent here. Well, more. Scratch that. We're more transparent than the Chinese are. I don't know that we're as transparent as we ought to be by any stretch of the imagination. But what about it? What do we do if they throw out all of our news media organizations? So is there...
I don't know if there's anything we can do. I mean, we can throw out theirs, or we let them... I mean, we're still going to have intelligence, whether the news media is there or not.
Right, we are.
We still have intel. The government will still have intel. So if they want to throw out the reporters, I guess that's their prerogative. It's just going to make them look worse to the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think
they
give
care.
A They don't care.
Yeah.
No,
they don't think
they should, because if the rest of the world gets a backbone and stands up against them, then they're outnumbered, and that's what we need.
Well, they're outnumbered now, and that is what's happening.
But not everybody's got a backbone to stand up against them.
Right. Exactly.
But more than the backbone, more than having a backbone, China also knows that we've got 50 years of supply chains that are so inextricably linked to everything in China, and they know that. So even though we can talk a big talk, unless we really start dismantling that supply chain, which I don't see any country making any real big strides with that. The tech industry is making some moves out of China, but there's still going to be stuff that's made in China that are going to be in parts of electronics. That's
you
just
have
how
brought
it is.
This. You, all of you, have brought this on yourselves. All of us have. By buying all of this stuff and supporting the manufacturing of things, it's the job of the CEO of a publicly traded company to make the most for the stockholders. And they do that at their own discretion. That's how they get their jobs. It's how they keep their jobs. And it's why they lose their jobs. If it doesn't go to the bottom line, then they're considered a failure. And they're not usually told how to get it to the bottom line. So they create whatever they can create. And in this circumstance, the Chinese government has made it easy for American firms all around the world to come over there, take advantage of their manufacturing prowess, and then they've stolen most of the technology. That had been the first key for me. They've stolen most of the technology, most of the information, most of the secrets, if you will, to manufacturing that were done over there in their plants. They've stolen that stuff, and they've made it on their own. Made whatever it is, whatever the product.
That's what they do. China, like we talk about 3D printing, which is incredibly useful for a lot of purposes now, anything from prosthetics for people to fashion items. Well, the Chinese, they were pioneers of 3D printing. Jen, we've talked about, and if you go to New York, you go to Canal Street, you can get a Chanel bag that the company itself might not be able to tell is a fake. Yeah. And I mean, this is what they have done. It's all made in China. It's all counterfeit. Yeah. This is what they have done for decades.
Crooked,
this is nothing new.
No good. No good.
Do you know how many phony iPhones are out there that you would never be? That people have taken them into an Apple store for a repair. They've been taken apart, and no one has even known that it's a counterfeit iPhone. I mean, that's how good their stuff is.
Well, we've got to deal with this.
I know.
Sooner or later, got to deal with it. Okay. Anyway, we're always talking about Dr. Ken and what the medical journals are predicting the death toll will be from the virus. He talks about that. Actually, Dr. Ken has become quite the contrarian. He didn't used to be, but he has become quite the contrarian when it comes to mainstream medicine because he's finding all kinds of holes in what's going on with some of the journals that he's read religiously for all of his 35, 40-year career. So find out what the most recent info is or what the real story is, the story behind the story, medically speaking, from a traditional cardiologist for whom I have great respect and admiration and love, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Most recent post is at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And MLS number
3030. Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Time for us now. Dr. Ken Kronos not with us at the moment, but Victoria and I have culled some food news. She starts at 53 past the hour with a focus on some restaurants. All right, where are we going, Victoria?
Well, it's not great news from Yelp. Yelp, of course, is the restaurant review app and website, and they have been tracking, they've been making a lot of a concerted effort to help restaurants reach the customers, let them know that they're doing takeout, let them know if you're in a state where indoor dining is open again, things like that. So Yelp has released what they call their local economic impact report. And it showed, this is bad, it showed just under 24,000 eating establishments listed on Yelp experienced some type of closure since March 1st to the present day. Mm. The worst news about that is that 53% of them have shut down for good. So we've been waiting to see. We knew that shopping and retail and restaurants and the beauty and the spa category, we knew that, and gyms as well, we knew that they were hit probably the hardest most immediately. But I think a lot of people, myself included, were more optimistic that restaurants could hang in there and reopen. But it looks like...
tough business, man.
Yeah. So it looks like we've lost about 12,000 restaurants across the country that will never reopen. Yeah. It's, that's not great news. In other sort of good news, though, one of the restaurants or it's a restaurant chain that has actually seen a huge boom in business is Sonic, the drive-thru, or the drive-in.
Sure, makes sense.
And so, yeah, so this trend, which is sort of like, you know, let's go to the hop, isn't that like what you guys used to sing?
Let's go to the hop, baby. Well, they used to have the adventure car hops around here, but car hops were the big thing. You were teasing me about my youth in the 50s. And the late 60s, the IHOP, all of these places like what Sonic is today, the Adventure Car Hop. There was the root beer outfit that had a car. Anyway, there were a lot of them.
Now, apparently, according to a new study, the format of the car hop is becoming very trendy again. And so if you've never been to a car hop, it's basically like a drive-in. And at Sonic, you can just order right off the screen that's next to your car. So it's very little interaction. And it's a very safe way in these weird COVID times. It's, you know, it's a safe way to go out and have, you know, share a meal with the family. And so now a lot of restaurants are seeing that Sonic has increased their business exponentially, and they're trying to copy Sonic's car hop model. And it's still considered a novelty, but they expect that 10 to 20% of all restaurants by the end of this year will have implemented some sort of car hop situation if they have a parking lot. And it's also kind of, it does feel a little bit like a novelty. A friend of mine texted me last night. He was at a drive-in movie, and he had never been to it because, you know, we don't have drive-in movies around us and haven't really in our lifetime. And so, like, that's now becoming another thing. So what's old is new again. The milkman delivering milk to your front door is back. The car hops are back. Drive-in movies are back. So it's kind of cool in that sense. And, TGI Fridays, Applebee's, IHOP, all of those chains are now trying to consider something similar to Sonic.
I remember it was called Conrad's Drive-In here in Massachusetts. That's what people would, you'd hop, they call it the car hop because you'd hop in the car and you would drive to the restaurant and sit in the car like going to a drive-in movie. As a matter of fact, a lot of people would go to the car hop, get their food, and then go to the drive-in movie.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. And that's, what's old is new again. IHOP's been around for a long time, so it's interesting to see how they're working through all of this to survive. They made their menu a lot smaller. The chain has revealed a new slimmed-down menu, only 2 pages. Ever go into an IHOP, it's page after page after page. Yeah. Kind of like going to Denny's or any of these other places that have just about everything, or going into, you know, an old-fashioned diner. The menu just goes on and on and on. The menu at IHOP is not just physically smaller, it's disposable, so that you won't be handling, you know, you go into these restaurants with the plastic covers on the man, those have got to be,
I think this
just
is the
invites
first time
the virus.
This is the first time I've actually seen a host or hostess at the stand actually disinfecting menus.
Really?
This is the first time, because, you know, normally they're the dirtiest things in a restaurant is the menu.
They've replaced syrup bottles with single-serve containers of that stuff. Let's see, they're keeping the omelets, the burgers, the pancakes. A lot of menu items like their Fit Omelet no longer appear. They said we held on to popular items that weren't as difficult to prepare, lost complicated items that fewer guests ordered. So less variety, more consistency, I suppose, maybe is the way you would describe what's going on at the IHOP. International House of Pancakes. Sounds like an ad, doesn't it? 59 past the hour.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.